Next question we're going to do is going to be a patient by the name of Dwight, D-W-I-G-H-T, Whitford, W-H-I-T-F-O-R-D. Hang on a minute. Dated 12/19. Mr. Whitford is in his second benefit period extending from 10/3/2025 to 12/31/2025. This visit was for the sole purpose of face-to-face evaluation, which will be shared with the hospice medical director. This is his date of birth is 3/11/51. So he's a 74-year-old gentleman currently on hospice with history of CVA. He's a very thin black gentleman, very difficult for him to walk. Originally from Kansas City, used to do retail. He's single, has kids, but they're grown. He says they don't really care about him much. He has a history of stroke with right-sided weakness, hyperlipidemia. Don't put down history of stroke with right-sided weakness, which he's on hospice for. His other comorbidities includes right-sided weakness, hyperlipidemia, congenital malformation of peripheral vascular system, Parkinsonism, and muscle weakness. The patient is confused at times. He speaks in a whisper. He also had mild dysarthric speech, which is improving per caretaker. At least he's more understandable. No, just put he also has dysarthric speech. His PPS is at 40%. He's oriented to person and sometimes place. His O2 side was at 96%, pulse of 78, blood pressure 110 over 60. He's taking numerous medications to help with mentation and confusion, as well as medication for Parkinsonism. He requires a sleeping medication and a blood thinner because of his severe peripheral vascular disease and the malformation. He definitely showing both functional and mental decline. He's less alert per caretaker. His deficit is definitely on his right side. He has bowel and bladder incontinence. His weight loss stems from decreased eating. He also has bouts of aspiration and dysphagia. He eats about 30% of his meals. He continues to decline on hospice. Given natural progression of his disease, he most likely has less than 6 months to live. His confusion puts him at FST score of 6E. He requires 24-hour caregiver. Incontinent of bowel and bladder, decreased MAC from 22 to 21.5, total ADL dependent, and continues to decline with sleeping 10 to 12 hours a day. He also has shortness of breath with walking, taking a few steps with the help of others. Puts him at NYHA class 3. With marked limitation in activity due to his shortness of breath and muscle weakness along with deconditioning. Given natural progression of his disease, he most likely has less than 6 months to live. Thank you.